performance occurs, but also that it is especially common for individuals who are aware that their group is considered inferior to others with which it is compared. Pioneering studies conducted at Stanford University by Claude Steele and Joshua Aronson are particularly illuminating in this respect. Steele and Aronson's classic demonstration of stereotype threat emerged from a series of studies in the mid-1990s, in which high-achieving African-American students at Stanford completed questions from the Verbal Graduate Record Examinations, or GRE, under conditions where they thought either that the test was measuring intelligence or that it was not a test of ability at all. Intriguingly, these participants' performance was much worse when they were told that the test was a measure of intelligence. This slide, the researchers argued, occurred because, in situations where the stereotype is applicable, one is at risk of confirming it as a self-characterization, both to oneself and to others who know the stereotype. This pattern of findings has been replicated with many different groups on many different dimensions of stereotype content. For example, Sion L. Baylock of the University of Chicago and her colleagues reported in a 2007 issue of the Journal of Experimental Psychology that if female students are made aware of the stereotype that men have greater mathematical ability than women do, they tend to perform worse on complex mathematical tasks than they do if they are